Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good evening and welcome, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday Night Live. And we are live on Sunday nights. And if you're hearing us at another time, what could be in the early a.m., depending on time zones, in that Monday morning arena as well. So to me, the way the technology is, whether you're listening live, delayed, podcast, it doesn't matter, because what I try to do is bring you issues and causes that actually supersede the superficial. And what I mean by that is that I'm not here just for making, breaking, and faking news, okay? And am I biased? Oh, absolutely I'm biased. I don't claim to be America's anchor man. It's the rotund guy in South Florida that does that, okay? I'm here to talk about issues from a real reality perspective, okay, and not reality TV perspective. Sorry, Mr. Trump, but I I'm not into celebrities, okay. I don't do celebrity watch. But let's talk about well, there's several things, and I hate to use the word breaking news, but Kavanaugh is continuing to be under siege, under assault, and more allegations are coming forward. And I just want to start off by saying that I'm not the same man that I was as a teenager, as a juvenile. And many of us, I don't know, I wouldn't be included in that, but some were juvenile delinquents. Some were rowdy. Some were, you know, a little bit, a little different than when, as they matured as adults. And so I don't know if the truth is somewhere in between, or maybe this woman, professor from California, Ford, is just a habitual liar. Maybe she's a lifelong liar. I don't know. But the point I'm trying to make here is that if in fact things got a little frisky, a little feisty, a little out of hand between teenagers, if that happened, if is the operative term. Well, they were teenagers. And what kind of parents did she have? Or what kind of woman or girl that was maturing into a woman eventually was she to not rely on her parents, to confide in her parents, to go to her parents as a safe haven if, in fact, what she alleges occurred? So that's the question I don't hear anyone asking. It's not just why didn't she go to the authorities, but what did she ever go to her parents? I mean, you would think that there would be a safe haven, there'd be refuge there, and she'd be consoled and they would consult with her and figure out what to do next. And let's say, and again, I don't know what her parental situation was on the home front, but let's say there was issues there. I mean, did she confide in friends? It doesn't really seem like that. There are certain young women, young girls at that time, women now, that her friends that are kind of recanting or at least moving away from some of the things they said. Then you have, he was a party boy. But then again, there was a time when I have to admit that I went to the State University of New Jersey, Rutgers University, and at that time in New Jersey, I worked my summers in Wildwood, New Jersey, and it was wild. And I have to say that I like to think that I'm not the same man as I was as a teenager and as a young college student, because back then things were, let's put it this way. The drinking age was legal. It was totally legal. And there were pubs on campus, and there were dorm parties, and there were situations and times, and I have to confess that I was a little inebriated. I mean, I have to say that I wasn't always 100% control of my faculties, but I thankfully and prayerfully, I made pretty good decisions. And I have to say today, I mean, as a middle-aged man, I don't really rely on alcohol. I mean, I don't rely on drugs, whether they're pharmaceutical, legal, or otherwise. And I don't mind a craft beer if it's a social occasion, you know, and it's usually in a rare occasion. And again, I'm not against alcohol consumption if it's reasonable, and there are health benefits too, and in terms of, and also emotional and psychological benefits. But I just think that, you know, back in that time, you know, when you're a college student and maybe you went to this prep school, and you know, you see all these movies, you know, that relate to activities when the kids are in prep schools or in high schools or in, you know, early years in college, and the keg parties and all that. And I don't know. But if we were all held accountable for those things that people think happen, may have happened, and if there were never a police report, if there was never a criminal action, if there was never a lawsuit, if there was never any documentation for a legal basis, then what do you do? And so I just think that, you know, let's just say there were a charge brought forward. It would have been a juvenile situation in all likelihood, and because I know they changed the laws where, you know, young juveniles, depending on the severity, if there's violence, if there's maybe it would have been considered sexual assault. I don't know. You know, but back then it would not have been. He would have been a juvenile, and it would have been disciplined, hand slapped, maybe probation, you know, and then expunged from the record. But none of that happened. So then you have to look at as an adult in the workforce, you know, and in the legal community, there he has an unblemished record. There's no insinuations. There's no accusations. But it's, you know, I really believe this is more politically inspired. And when you see the second woman is claiming at a frat party in college, freshman in college, that'd be like probably the following year, that he pulled his junk out, you know, he pulled his male organ out, and it brushed against her. And again, I never kept calendars. Maybe I had a calendar, but I don't have them from back then, but he apparently has calendars of all his activities and the way he managed his life and organized his life. And so it'll be interesting to see how this affects, you know, the Kavanaugh controversy and conundrum, you know, what's going to transpire here. But what I really want to spend more time on is Rosenstein. And I mean, Rosenstein, who cares? The you know, the dweeb, you know, that's over Mueller, and is an associate, or maybe he was an acting attorney general at one point, but you know, he's a deputy attorney general. And so when you look at this guy, kind of creepy, you know. And I think about Tucker Carlson and accusing this lawyer that's actually representing and getting involved beyond just Stormy Daniels and Avenatti, who he calls creepy porn lawyer. Well, if you look at Tucker Carlson, and you know, some people are going to be mad at me for saying this, but kind of creepy himself. So I don't really put much credence in him. And if you look at his background and his parents, well, they were very much involved with NPR. So, you know, I don't know. I have kind of odd feelings about people that were the bow tie boys, you know, and the Pee Wee Herman types. But anyway, that's just you know, my view. And again, I don't ever expect to be invited onto Fox News, so who cares? I'm probably more persona non grata than Michael Savage, so there you go. You know, that's just the way it works. But sometimes you have to wear that as a badge of honor if you're frowned upon, and or maybe you're excommunicated, or that you're a pariah as it relates to establishment left or the right. OK, that's why I see myself as a political independent. And although I am a social conservative, and I'm glad that the so-called conservative right backed Donald Trump and became more independent minded, became born again America firsters, became actually, you know, more patriotic. How long that'll last when Donald Trump exits office, whether it's forcible removal, or that he finishes out his first and possibly a second term. But I want to get into this Rosenstein, wanting to suit up with a wire and do secret tapings. I mean, everybody wants to tape Donald Trump. And many people have taped Donald Trump, and so much for security and so much for Secret Service. You would think that it would be the most secure place in the world. But apparently the White House is, I mean, that's like a big frat house. And, you know, you got the gossip girls, you got the leakers, you know, you've got things fast and loose in the White House. And of course, you've got the rogue state, you know, embedded within the White House. So it's very disconcerting and very disheartening, but we got to confront and face these things. I'm Tom Donahue. You're listening to Tom Donahue Show. Thanks so much for joining us. More to come. Hold tight.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you want to lose weight but have no idea where to begin? The Fast Start Diet, a 3-day weight loss plan, is the answer. 3 days of nutritionally balanced, calorie-restricted meals delivered right to your door. No shopping, no measuring, and no cooking. Everything is prepared for you and ready to eat at home or on the go. The Fast Start Diet has all the amazing benefits of intermittent fasting without starving. We've helped thousands of people who have struggled to reach their weight loss goals. Isn't it time we helped you? With the Fast Start Diet, you'll lose weight and feel great.
Find us on Amazon or go to FastStartDiet.com and use promo code TALK to get $10 off your first box. As a special bonus, we'll include our number one rated Lipo 3 appetite suppressant spray free with your order. Whatever your diet plans are, start with us at FastStartDiet.com.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Thanks so much. Welcome back, Tom Donahue Show. I'm Tom Donahue. I am he. And I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to our stations that are running us live in this very moment, at this very time. It's WXME in the great state of Maine. I think we're all set, and I actually was able to confirm Delta, Utah, south of Salt Lake City. I want to thank Michael and the good folks there at KYAH-AM. Great station, great people, great schedule there. And, of course, our reunion with Red State Talk Radio, based in Washington, D.C., what was based here in Philadelphia for a few years, and got to meet the folks there and really appreciate that, Scott and Leonora. And also want to thank Angeline right there at K-Star Talk Radio Network in Florida. So they're the live program. Well, TalkStream Live, of course, TalkStreamLive.com, the mobile apps, channels, and podcasts. So TalkStream Live, TalkRight, Alt Media, we're on those channels, we're on those platforms, and we're really, really excited about that. And I fail to mention sometimes, people say, well, how do I get in touch with you? Well, all the contact information is right there at TomDonahueReports.com. TomDonahueReports.com is the website with all the links, and you'll see the ways to access the podcast and other information relating to this program and to yours truly. Let's get back to the White House, Donald Trump specifically, the President of the United States, duly elected President of the United States, under siege, and even more so than Judge Kavanaugh. And I say it's time for a White House wipeout. Okay? We're talking about a purge. Now, there has been a turnstile there. And some of it is because of poor executive decisions. Some of it is just because of just downright louses, traitors, rats. Okay? And some of them jumped ship. Some of them were fired. And we're dealing with, and I just wanted to remind you that we're not. It's not just a deep embedded state. It's a dark state. Okay, it's a demonic state, and we have a rogue state that's right there, entrenched in the White House. Okay, that's subverting the will of the American people because it's subverting the will of the President of the United States. Okay, and of course we have a new world order state, you know, the globalist empire, the power elite, the robber barons. Now, Donald Trump will complain about the Fed a little bit here and there, only because of raising interest rates and those kind of things. But he keeps appointing people to the board and acknowledging, more than tacitly, that really are part of the federal government, which they're not. And that they really are legitimate, and they're not. And so I wish that Rand Paul would have a good talking. And I think that Roger Stone's educated the president on the Federal Reserve System and the true ownership of the Federal Reserve and its origins and its roots. And it's, you want to talk about misbehavior. it's and a sinister nature. It's the Federal Reserve System. And it's those, it's the money center banks. If you don't understand this, you really need to look into the works of Eustace Mullins, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, et cetera. We also, Griffin's book on the creature from Jekyll Island. Because there's other books, there's other writings, but the point is that it is a private concern. It appears to be on the surface level quasi federal because of the Federal Reserve Act, but the Federal Reserve Act could not supersede the United States Constitution. It's in violation of Article 1, Section 8, and Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, and only Congress has the power to coin and regulate the value of money. They cannot discharge that. They cannot, turn that over to a private entity to control the money powers of the United States of America. And it should not be in private hands, okay? And if you don't understand that it's in private hands, well, then why are there banks that own shares in the 12 districts of the Federal Reserve Bank? And back in the 1980s, at that time, 63% of the shares were controlled by five money center banks, and there's been a lot of consolidation since. So they probably owned probably 80% of the shares. But, you know, the mom and pop banks, the small banks, the community banks, they might own like one share. Okay. But the point further is that Rand Paul, to some extent, pushing for the audit of the Federal Reserve, pushing for actually the abolition of the Federal Reserve. And at minimum, this president, he needs to go to war. Okay. He needs to go to war with the deep state, not just on Twitter and going to rallies and hee hee ha ha. If you don't have the strategic mind, find the minds that can put together the strategy. Because this is an all-out assault, and you're not going to win it on Twitter. And you got to get more brilliant minds, even though I know you think you're a genius. You're not a genius, okay? I don't know what you did at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, but your vocabulary seems to indicate that you didn't learn all that much, okay? And when you inherit a business, even though he did build it up from his father, just like the Bushes inherited certain businesses, it's a whole different story. And when you get accepted into Ivy League schools and schools of renown, legacy and through the parents and grandparents and through nations and all, many times the students just don't work that hard. You know, they're not really ardent in their educational endeavors. But that's just another aside. But we need to break down the walls of bureaucracy, and I'm glad he has signed some executive orders that have rescinded the Obama legacy. I mean, if you thought he was a thin man now, he's the invisible man, because there's very little that represents Obama, which is great, okay? And but he should have never signed on to any spending bills, any budgets, unless it paid for the wall. And yes, there's many ways that you could get the money back from Mexico. But the point is, build the dang wall. Texas is already in the process. There are some small areas that are being built. And that's a good thing. But stop worrying about what, McConnell wants. And I know that you need the Republicans there to support you. But the way things are going, what if you do lose the House and possibly the Senate? You better get as much done as possible. What if there are impeachment proceedings? What if things continue? I mean, if you have more of your so-called friends and colleagues and allies that flip on you and put you in a real tight spot, and they give up all the secrets, and they also lie, at minimum exaggerate, prevaricate. And there's no question that's going to go on with whether it's Cohen, whether it's the CFO of the Trump organization, whether it's Manafort, whether it's Flynn, whether it's Papadopoulos. He gets 14 days and he acts like he's been put through the grinder. 14 days, big deal. Just think of it as summer camp and read some books, but you'll be treated nicely. Because you cooperated, because you pled guilty. But I don't understand why there isn't more of a warlike mentality rather than a childish, just firing off tweets and talking to the Hannah Bear at midnight, okay? You're not going to get anywhere talking to Hannity. You're going to get – I'm glad he's defending the president, but you just can't be a total yes man and in lockstep and not be somewhat – critical in a good way in order for him to improve upon his presidential performance. We'll be right back. Hold tight, more to come.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Liberty lover, freedom fighter, truth teller, truth seeker, I'm Tom Donahue, and thanks so much for joining us here tonight. And I just have to say that Rat Rosenstein, and he is. Could you imagine this weasel, this rat, Fink, wearing a wire? Yeah, I could. I do. You know, he'd probably be sweating profusely because what if he were caught? And who knows? He may have already worn a wire. I mean, if he got Omarosa with hundreds of tapes, I mean, how does this happen? I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then Cohen was taping the president, and who would hire this guy as a lawyer, even a fixer? I mean, he doesn't appear that he has any education or any even common sense. But I don't know how Trump came up with some of these people. And even Manafort, I know he was a retread, and he was someone that the Republican Party kind of foisted upon him, just like Reince Priebus. But, you know, I just thought that he would have been a better executive in terms of figuring out who would best fit in his cabinets, in the administration, the White House, in general. I just thought that he was going to make some really good decisions. And there have been a few, but if you really look back, in terms of how many have gone through that turnstile. I mean, even the Scamooch, remember that piece of garbage? Who would even think of putting that pathetic human? I don't even want to call him a human being. But, you know, it's just unbelievable. Some of the people that have been part of this White House, have been part of this administration. And so he's really got to figure this out and fast. You know, who are the loyalists, and who are the leakers, the losers? And he's listening to Hannity. Hannity says, don't fire Rosenstein. It's a trap. Everything's a trap, idiot. I mean, Hannity, where's your brain? Why should I ask? That's rhetorical. But no, I mean, you know, the Fred Flintstone lookalike in talk radio. Come on. Come on. I mean, don't be such a junkhead. Okay? I mean, Laura Ingraham got it right. Fire him right away. So he's polling people on Air Force One. What do you think I should do? You know, and you don't even know who the leakers are. You don't even know who the loyalists are. And you're asking their opinion? You don't seem to understand that even if it was done in jest, which it wasn't, and this guy has been subverting and undermining you. And I've said, and some of you are new to this program or new to the podcast, let me just remind you. If Trump had zippered his lip, any good lawyer is going to tell you, don't volunteer information. And just like in business, you don't volunteer your company secrets to the enemy. Well, Trump does that because he would go into the liar's den, which is the media. He likes to call it fake. And if you believe it's fake, I believe it's totally biased. Just like in life, people are subjective in the way they process and view things, and decide and discern. But I just shudder to think, how can you not understand that you're in a war, and that if whether it's fake media, biased media, manipulated media, we know it's treacherous, and we know that they're traitorous, and you call them the enemy of the people, but you sit down with Lester High Forehead Holt, you sit down with others in the media, whether it's CBS News, whether it's New York Times, various others, and then whether you're watching Fox and Friends or Fox or media foes, you should do less participating with them, less volunteering. And then it seems kind of silly when you say the tape was edited when, as far as I know, that was a live broadcast. But the point is that declaring war and fighting for your political life, maybe even your own life, which really is at stake here, you don't do it through tweets. It's not going to accomplish that. Look at your legal team. Now, Jay Sekulow, and I think there was someone else, I can't recall the name, that was supposed to be pretty good. But for the most part, you got a lot of deadbeats, a lot of people taking up space that really are not going to contribute all that much and are not that helpful. And then you got the glib, Giuliani, clown and jester, making a total fool of himself and a fool of you. And then you have the gossip girl, Kellyanne Conway. I don't know what she's got on him. Maybe he just thinks that he needs her polling group in order to succeed. But, you don't need the human twig, and you don't need her husband that continues to put the sieve in your back and tweets and Facebooks and does interviews attacking the president. But there's no doubt she's the gossip girl. And remember, some of these people were, in the camp of either Rubio, in the camp of Ted Cruz, and they said a lot of very vile and despicable things as it related to Donald Trump, and they'd be they'd be very happy with Mike Pence as the president. And again, I've talked that I don't think that Pence really has the political ambitions. I don't think he ever thought that in a million years that he would be asked to be the vice president. I don't think that he had any, I don't think he in any way lobbied for that position. I don't think it matters one way or another whether he becomes the president of the United States. So I don't really see a dark side to him. I don't see him being a Judas. But I do see people that probably have brought concerns to him and probably have tried to warm him up to the idea that you may have to step in. And that you may be the one that'll run in 2020. But again, I think he would just hear them out. I don't think that he would take it that seriously. And I don't really think of him as a bad actor, if you will. And I'm not talking about the acting profession, but I'm this rogue state, this deep state, this dark state, this traitorous state that's embedded everywhere you look, everywhere that the president turns. And so to me, I would listen more to Laura Ingraham. And quite frankly, even Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, who I've never been a big fan of, and now I think he feels a little bit more free now that Senator McCain is gone, you know. And I'm surprised that he's been becoming more of an ally and a defender of the president. Which how serious he is, I don't know. But he says there's a bureaucratic coup against Trump. He's saying that on Meet the Press and various other shows and whatever. So I'm glad that he's recognizing that. And then Trump delayed the release of the documents that are absolutely necessary, not only for the American public, but for congressional leaders and for a potential another special counsel or some kind of investigation that would go deeper into everything that the deep state has done to undermine this president, including Rosenstein and Comey and Orr and various others. And Strzok and Page and the list goes on and on. And so I think that you should declassify all you have to do is run it by and say, is there anything in here that would harm national security? And if they can't point to anything, even if you have to redact it, but probably 99% of whatever's in those documents need to be released. And you don't take a poll, and you don't listen to Hannity. Don't listen to Hammerhead. Just don't do it. You're not going to get anywhere. I do appreciate that he's a lapdog and a loyalist now. He became a born again America First or a born again Trump train passenger, but it didn't come at the beginning. It came more towards the end. But whatever the case is, his services are needed. But this Kellyanne Conway really is confounding. Because there's been many tapes, video, whatever, where she just loves being in these parties and she's so loquacious and loose lips sink ships, and she does that and doesn't care. Okay, the woman that's all about alternative facts. I wish that Trump would wise up. Right back, hold tight.
Hi folks, so many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
You know, it's time for Trump to man up. And I say man up, it's like fire people, bring them into the Oval Office, do it eye to eye, face to face, man to woman, okay? And you know, not tweeting someone's firing, maybe, you know, talk to Hannity, talk to people on Air Force One. Don't you understand that this is a war and that if you had fired Comey from day one, which it was an executive prerogative, you could have done that, which is, you know, helped the cascade of all of this. And then, of course, Sessions, you know, he could have put Giuliani in there as attorney general. And he blames, he said, well, he wanted Secretary of State. Well, he would have been a fool, Secretary of State. But then again, we've had ships of fools there, too, like with Hillary and John Kerry and others. But, you know, I think of the recuser, the Alabama Keebler elf. And as soon as he would have recused himself, I'd say, I want your resignation. You're fired. You're out of here. Goodbye. See you. He didn't do that. So Trump is like he's actually picked up the shovels with the undertakers of this deep dark demonic state, and helped dig the ditches even deeper. So if he wouldn't be his own worst enemy, and if he hadn't gotten in the way so often, and get into these petty feuds and get involved. But I'm still with all this. He's accomplished so much. Just imagine how much more he'd accomplish. If he would have just made better decisions, been more strategic, less emotional flare-ups and falling for false flattery, and being so cozy with some of these tyrants and dictators. And it's deeply disturbing that he volunteers to spill his guts to the menacing media, to the media moguls, minions, and mavens and maggots. Okay. And when you look at D.C. across the board, the District of Criminals. You got a sewer, you got a swamp, and you got the stench. Now he's talking about the stench. I mean, it's unbelievable that you've got the goods on Rosenstein. get rid of this gutter snipe. Get rid of this little rat fink, this little skunk, okay? This little sewer rat. And Hannity's saying, oh, it could be a trap. Everything's a trap, you idiot. Come on. You know, they're smart people. And again, if you want to look at his counterpart there at Fox and also on talk radio, Laura Ingraham said she'd been fired right away. And she's right. When someone's right, they're right. There should be no hesitation. And it's so interesting that it came from the New York Times. Even they're trying to, in some way, that's why I guess Hannity is in his limited thinking, in his limited cerebral cortex, is thinking it's a trap. Well, you know, even the Washington Post, even CNN, sometimes will report truth. Sometimes will actually accidentally, sometimes randomly, do the right thing, okay? Regardless of bias. So it's time for mass firings. There's got to be a mass exodus, you know, the White House wipeout, the purge. And then try to get everything you can get done. Don't worry about the midterms. Don't worry about, just think that, how people in the motivational field, even in the spiritual field, they'll talk about live today or live each day as though it's your last. Well, you should look at your political life like that. And that every day, you do get certain things done, but the wall was the most important thing. And you could have done more, Mr. President, and you need to do more. And you should have not signed many of these bills, And again, the other thing is, because you won't attack and address the Federal Reserve System, even an audit, as well as, it really should be abolished, and they should be made to pay criminal penalties, for so many wrongdoings over the past century. But, that's neither here nor there for the moment. But if you, how could you be a conservative when look at the national debt? I mean, it's out of control. But again, 80% of that debt is owed to, illegally, in my view, to a lot of these banksters and a lot of these financial fraudsters that have manipulated our monetary system. That are the secret owners of the Federal Reserve, and they do own the controlling stocks and shares within the Federal Reserve and the 12 district banks. So, but Trump's not going to do anything about that because I think he's leveraged financially, not to the Russians, but to Wall Streeters, to those that have loaned him the money. Otherwise, there's no excuse for why he hasn't had an opportunity. I mean, and also, anything that's in our national secrets that doesn't involve exposing or harming our national security. Now, I talked about the celebration of Constitution Day last week. I also talked about 9/11. And one of the terms I may not have used, I may have been remiss, is the national security state. That was part of the whole reason for 9/11 and the reason that rogue elements that were complicit, in my view, that were involved. And it was not an optical illusion. It was a real event. But I do believe that there were sinister rogue elements within the deep state that had its dirty fingerprints all over it. Okay. And so it was in order for them to superimpose the national security state and to bring down America as a national power and also to have people live in fear of imminent attacks and also to give up their rights to privacy and individual liberties. That's my view on this. Now, I really do believe that this president has got to do more in order to actually protect himself. And rallies are great, and I know they're cathartic and people love it and that's wonderful. But what if you were actually more strategic and doing more and working with your legal team? What if you were actually making sure that you had McConnell and whomever else, Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul and huddling with them about the midterms and spending more time in saying that we're going nowhere unless we have this border wall funded, fully funded, not little drops here and there. But in spite of all that, Donald Trump may be the last best option, that if you're an America Firster, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're a patriot, a liberty lover, a freedom fighter, someone that's true blue, that relates to our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and our freedoms, I don't believe there'll ever be another president that will use that lingo, that will talk so forcibly, you know, as it relates to an American First agenda. I remember when I was doing my talk show back in 1990, 91, 92, et cetera, and I had an America First themed radio show, and I was pushing these concepts and these principles and priorities. And of course, on the political side, we had Pat Buchanan, that was the constitutional patriot as it related to America First. And he challenged King George and called out the New World Order. And he was the first one that ran on an America First platform in the primaries, but he didn't have the funding. He was up against King George. He was up against the established Republican order that were not. They actually said they were not going to allow Pat Buchanan to be their nominee. Do you understand that? Do you hear that? That's what the Republican Party back then, the corporate Republican Party, said. They were not going to allow him. They would do everything they could to undermine him. Well, they kind of did that with Donald Trump, but Donald Trump had greater name recognition. He was fully funded, and he wasn't up against an incumbent. So I just wish Pat Buchanan was part of this, this White House. I wish he was part of this administration. I wish he'd been given a major role. But sometimes people don't like people that may be smarter, more, maybe more popular, if that's the case. But nevertheless, I think that Pat Buchanan played a huge role, and we should be internally grateful for a lot of what he helped pave the path. Even Ross Perot, to some extent. I mean, he was goofy at times, and there was stuff that he was a little tilt more to the left than to the right. And I don't know how much he understood about the Constitution, but he was right on trade. He was right on some of these issues that Donald Trump has prided himself on. So that's it. If you want to learn more, you want to be in communication with yours truly, it's TomDonahueReports.com, TomDonahueReports.com. You can also access the podcast as well, and through TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com, and download the apps. And we want to thank all our stations and you, the listener, for making this possible. And we do appreciate it. Till we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue, putting America first, New World Order dead last.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.